Welcome to American Catholic History. I'm Noelle Huester-Crowe.
And I'm Tom Crowe.
It's been a while since we've given that introduction to an episode.
I think we're a bit rusty.
Yes, for sure. We are going to do a little bit of talking about what's been going on in our lives and what our plan is going forward.
Yes.
For the podcast. We are not abandoning anything. It's just been a little crazy the last couple of months.
Yeah. So first of all, we want to extend a continued thank you, a sincere thank you to all of our supporters, those of you who've continued to support us, even though we haven't put out many episodes for a while now. Thank you for sticking with us. We will be putting out episodes. We're just, as we'll talk about a bit here, going through some things with my training. I'm doing some training for Montessori that is completely taking up my time.
So we should back up before we get to that.
Right.
So what Tom's talking about is our day job, if you will. Tom and I started a Montessori school here in our low-income neighborhood in Steubenville. We opened our doors 5 years ago on October 15th of 2018. And we have expanded like crazy, especially in the last 2 years. We went from having a primary, which is just with children ages 3 to 6, to having an elementary class now. And Tom,
I got bit by the bug, if you will. Yeah. So when we got married in 2017, I really didn't know much about Montessori. Then I married Noelle and all that changed. So we started the school and she's the primary guide and I got into the Montessori method and realized that it's just the most humane, method of education. It's the best method of education as far as I'm concerned, based on these few, you know. Anyway, so I took on the role of the guide in the elementary, initially just as a stopgap, but after being there for a few months, just fell in love with it. So I'm doing the full training, the full Montessori AMI, be very clear about that, AMI diploma course for the elementary training, and it is insane. It's absolutely insane. The amount of work required is nuts. It's all great. It's fantastic. It's tremendously wonderful stuff. But the volume of work necessary is just nuts. So I thought I was going to have time to write episodes while doing the training, but I simply haven't. It's been taking up all of my time outside of actually teaching at the class.
And we had hoped to have a few in the can before he started training, so there wouldn't be this gap. But instead of doing that, we were in charge of a major renovation in the primary building, the 3 to 6 year old, our original building, over the summer. So the school has just really taken up a lot of our time in many different ways. So everything kind of ground to a halt as far as episode production.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes.
It's not completely stopped. We do have a list. And actually, you know, so
you have a pretty big list,
yeah, we
actually.
Do. But also in terms of a really terrible timing, at the same time, our relationship with StarQuest Production Network came to an end. We had a contract with them to kind of work things out as far as the separation went, completely amicable separation. They're wonderful people. We love them. We wish them all the good in the world. Noelle will appear on future episodes of some of their podcasts. I may as well.
Mm-hmm.
The arrangement simply didn't work out.
Yep.
So we separated from them. But that officially happened at the end of September. So all of a sudden we're on our own. So we have to do our own production, our own editing, or contract with others to do so and get it out there.
Which
and
we
that was happening
have done.
At the same time. Right. But that all happened at the same time that all of this other stuff was happening. So it was just this confluence of terrible timing. So we are working with other editors and we are going to get more episodes out. Our first episode, actually, as I mentioned a little while ago, our first episode in this rebirth of American Catholic history, well, that will be Margaret Hari, who was our very first episode back in June of 2019.
Boy, what a rough episode
that
is.
It was terrible. That was back when we thought we had to keep them around 5 minutes and just sort of do a rough cut conversational sort of a thing.
We have grown a lot since then.
we've refined our style, yes.
Yes.
So, yeah. So yeah, so the we will redo Margaret Hari. It will be more like the episodes we've done more recently, closer to 20 minutes. She's a phenomenal story. We've learned more about her. I can't wait to redo that episode. She's one of my favorite people in American Catholic history. And then we will be both rewriting and re-recording some past episodes, re-releasing some that we actually accept are okay as they are, but you know, just editing them a little bit. And then some we will essentially keep the same script, just re-record them in a slightly different form because we didn't quite like the way they were done in the past. But yeah, so we'll go through some of our past episodes.
And we will certainly new material as well.
Yes. We'll certainly be doing plenty of new episodes, new topics, because, mm-hmm. There's no end to the amazing topics that we can talk
about. Yeah, and we have a lot of plans for the podcast, a lot of things we want to be able to do. It's a matter of time and finances, to be honest, to get some of those things to fruition. But we have a lot of different ideas about how to do that. But most of that's on hold while Tom finishes his training, so that he can be the best teacher possible.
Yes.
To
and the kids
all
are
of
worth
our kids.
The kids are worth it. The kids are amazing. The courses are amazing. Montessori is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Hilltop Montessori School is the name of the school. The website is hilltopchildrenshouse.org, which is the previous name of the school. So you know, check us out if you're interested. But beyond that, actually, the part of what we're doing with this podcast that is not grinding to a halt is our planning of pilgrimages. So this past August, we went back to Kentucky, but this time we planned it entirely on our own without the help of any other outside agency. And we had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. We had 12 pilgrims or 11?
11.
11. We had 11 pilgrims plus the two of us. We had a wonderful time plus Father.
We had a wonderful, Ben Cameron. Yeah, absolutely wonderful spiritual mm-hmm. director with us. Very knowledgeable about the area.
He's originally from the area.
Yep. And added a lot to our pilgrimage.
Oh, yeah.
Great group of pilgrims. Doing it on our own gave us a lot more flexibility to go certain places, to make a few changes that we wanted to make. And it was a great time. I love going to Kentucky. It's just, it's my favorite one that we've done of the pilgrimages. So
everything is so close together, mm-hmm. and the countryside is amazing. The people are so friendly.
And the history is
the history is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Louisville is a great town to do a few things in. Bardstown is so Bardstown is so Americana, you know, it really is. Mm-hmm. An interesting fact that we learned on this past trip that I still want to verify, but I was surprised to hear this. The guide or the secretary at the Basilica of St. Joseph, Proto-Cathedral Basilica of St. Joseph in Bardstown, told us this time, and I hadn't seen this anywhere else, so I want to confirm this, but she told us when we were there this time that when the Basilica of the Proto-Cathedral of St. Joseph was completed in 1820, it was the second largest building in the United States, second only to the Capitol, which I'm not sure I trust that, but that's a really interesting fact. It is a surprisingly large structure for its age. Mm-hmm. For being completed in 1820, it is a large structure. It is impressive. It is beautiful. I love it. But to find out it's the second largest built in the U.S.
It might be the third behind the Baltimore Cathedral.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's larger.
No, I don't know. I couldn't really find some dimensions.
Yeah.
But definitely it...
I think it's taller.
It rivals the Baltimore Cathedral as a very large cathedral in the United States. So it's definitely, up there in size. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and the architectures are very different because it's much more of this classical Western, neoclassical with a big portico. And mm-hmm. then the Baltimore Basilica is much more of like, it was La Trobe. So it's this very, very Americana, like American impressive neo-Greek, Greco-Roman architecture. But I love St. Joseph. It's beautiful and huge for its time, but it's also very simple. So mm-hmm. I can't wait to get back, mm-hmm. and we will be going back in June of next year. That is our plan. We will be putting out details soon.
Last week of June.
Last week of June. We'll get the details on our website, AmericanCatholicHistory.org, And then also,
we should mention that, again, our pilgrimages, our pilgrimage will be limited to 12 people.
Yes.
So we'll have very limited space. If you're interested in going, make sure that you get on our mailing list so you can get all the details and, you know, sign up when it becomes available because, again, very limited space.
Yes. That one is very limited based on the bus size that we can get. That makes sense for us. But then the other one that some details are still somewhat up in the air is Wisconsin. Now this one, we're going to shoot for 20 people, I believe.
We'll see. We're still working out details are up in the air. Everything can work, but we're planning to hit some sites in Milwaukee. We've talked about those in a few episodes. Then also up in Green Bay and definitely going to the only approved Marian apparition in the United States at Champion.
The episode is actually called Our Lady of Good Help because that has been the accepted name. However, the Vatican apparently is moving toward naming all of these apparitions after their local city or town. So the official name of that apparition is changing to Our Lady of Champion. So, you know, even though our episode is called Our Lady of Good Help, it is called Our Lady of Champion now, going forward, apparently.
Right. So up there. And then we are trying to, this is part of what we're taking us a little bit of time, but we are trying to work in making a trip out to La Crosse and to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe that was built by Cardinal Burke out in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah, back when he was bishop there on La Crosse.
Right, exactly. So, which we have not been there ourselves, but everything I hear from everyone is that it's just amazing. So we want to make it out there and have a good amount of time. We do have a friend who works there. So we have a little bit of a connection and we'll see what we can manage through that.
It is where Cardinal Burke sort of does his thing nowadays.
Well, who knows? We'll see.
We shall see.
But yeah, so we are working on the details for that. It's coming together more, but we're hoping to have everything together and out in early 2024 already. And I know, and we're aiming for sort of the last few days of July, first few days of August as our time frame for that trip.
Mm-hmm. So that I'm very excited about that. I've only been to Wisconsin briefly for like a 2-day stay in the Dells and the Madison area. And that was wonderful. I had a great time, but I haven't spent any time, you know, significant time, especially Holy Hill is on our itinerary as well. We do have an episode about that, but I haven't spent any time at like the Catholic sites of Wisconsin. So,
right. But if you have any must-see sites in Wisconsin, any really great cheese shops or craft beer places that we need to check out while we're there, we always like to marry our visits to religious sites with some local culture as well. So
especially if the local culture things are like, this is a great microbrew that's founded by Catholics. Fantastic. We will patronize them.
Yeah, absolutely. We do do that a bit in Kentucky. We've got a few distilleries to go to.
A few names you might have heard of, like Jim Beam. Also Willett.
Yes, who's a master distiller. Well, actually, both of those master distillers are parishioners at St. Joseph.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're you know, up in Wisconsin and you have any suggestions, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you and look at other, you know, options. Also looking for great restaurants or anything like that that would be places to add to our itinerary. So let us know.
Yeah, and if you're familiar with Wisconsin, then you know that a pilgrimage that includes Green Bay and Champion and La Crosse and Wisconsin or Milwaukee, yeah, that's quite a bit of driving. So we're also looking we plan on stopping at Roland Gardens, which is about halfway between Green Bay and La Crosse. And then on the way back across Wisconsin from La Crosse back toward Milwaukee, you got Madison, you got St. Anne's Shrine, you got a few other things in there. So we're just looking for other pointers on what might we include to really make it an amazing trip. So we have some ideas already. We've had some people send us some things, but we're always looking for more. So, yeah.
I think, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but uh-oh. I think we said that our commitment that we're going to make is definitely one episode a month.
Yes.
While you're in training.
No, definitely.
Definitely one. Hopefully we'll get to two, but we're going to make it a priority to get out one episode a month. So we will have, our plan is to have Margaret Hari out, and then we will have a Christmassy, I suppose, episode sometime.
Malakarikimaka is the thing.
No.
Perry Como.
That's Bing Crosby.
That's Bing Crosby.
Every time. You do that every time. I mean, maybe Perry Como does it too, but I don't ever remember. The one that I know is always Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters.
What's the Perry Como Christmas song? He does a Christmas song.
Oh, I'm sure he does many Christmas songs.
No, there was one that I could have sworn was like his signature Christmas song.
Oh.
Okay, I'll have to look.
I don't know. So admittedly, which is kind of crazy, I don't actually know that much Perry Como music. So I'm kind of excited to delve into that because I love music of that era. But I don't feel like I've listened to his music as much as obviously Bing and some of the other ones. So I'm kind of excited to
listen
to
that. I know he did Tiny Bubbles.
Okay.
Tiny bubbles in the water.
So, but I'm interested in listening to some music that I have not really listened to. It was really cool when we were going through some pictures of my grandparents the summer before. We found some pictures of a Perry Como visit there, and you know, my grandmother standing there with like a cocktail right next to Perry Como. So that was pretty cool.
Now I'm really curious.
Yes.
I gotta find it.
So anyways, there's a promise. We'll have Margaret Hari for you soon, and we will have Perry Como.
By Christmas.
There we go. Preview by Christmas. And then...
Even if it means I don't sleep.
Hopefully it doesn't mean that.
Well, we'll see.
Well, while you're in Arizona, so Tom is actually going to Arizona the day after Christmas, the day after Thanksgiving, and he will be there for 2.5 weeks because he has class every single day for 8+ hours, including Saturdays.
But not Sundays, but yes.
Saturdays. But not Sundays. So really busy schedule in Arizona. But I will not be there in Arizona. So he'll, even though he has that busy schedule,
I'll be able to get work done.
He won't have me to distract him. So
I'll be terribly sad.
So I will expect him to come back.
I'll be distracted by my sadness.
I'll expect him to come back with lots of things done. You have to find some way of, you know.
Yes.
So anyways, that is probably enough rambling from us, but we wanted to bring you into what is going on in our lives right now.
We wanted to let you know that we still care about you and we miss you and
we miss sharing stories with you
desperately.
Yes, we really love telling
these stories
are amazing. And learning more along with you about all these really incredible, interesting people and events and places that we talk about. So, but that's what it is. Please pray for us. Please pray for Tom to not go crazy as he finishes, as he goes through this training, just to really soak up as much as he can from all of the training for himself and for the children. The children that we work with every day, should mention right now. Anyways, we have 38 children in our school. We started with 2 5 years ago. Now we have 38. So like I said, very big expansion.
Yeah.
So Thank you.
We still have those original two.
We do still have those original
two. They're both in my class now.
Yes, and now their parents are talking about, can you do high school?
Right, yeah. Of course, their parents have also signed up their unborn baby to be in our class in a few years. So,
yes, over this past 2 years, we have also started a waiting list, and we have several children on there, including two unborn children.
Yeah. So.
So I guess we're doing a good thing.
those two are in my class. Noelle has two of their siblings.
Yes.
So that family currently has four at our school.
They have another one starting next year.
Another one starting next year, and an unborn baby. She'll be born very soon, next few days, but already on the waiting list. So we have a wonderful community.
Yes, they're a wonderful family, and our other families, we do. That's been the exciting thing. We're building an amazing community, really building up everything in the classroom. The children are just learning and doing so many things. Tom's students are knitting and crocheting hats and scarves for the homeless and for their local
Pregnancy Resource Center.
My kids are not quite doing that yet, but other things in our classroom. And so it's been amazing, but it's a lot of work.
We have been very blessed.
Yes.
In the school and by you, as you know, those of you who are supporters and those who are listeners and share our content and are edified by what we do. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we will be talking to you soon with a new story.
About Margaret Hari.
Yes.
A new old story. Right. An old new story.
That.
Okay. Right? Well, God bless. Thank you so much to those of you who are supporters. If you're not supporters, you know, thank you as well for listening. And we'll cut this off now and we'll talk to you again. God bless.
As you say, thank you once again for listening to American Catholic History, brought to you
by these two crazy people
and supporters
like
you.
Brought to you by supporters like you. We would not be doing this without you. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.